United States Senator Tammy Baldwin, and I represent the state of Wisconsin.
Senator Baldwin recently introducing some legislation to help with the farmer mental health crisis across America. Can you share a little bit more about this bipartisan effort and what's happening in D.C.?
Well, the Farmers First Act will make sure that when there's a crisis on the farm, farmers know that they're not alone and there are resources available to help them find a path through tough times. And we know that right now, especially in the dairy community, that these are tough times, and many feel like they're in crisis. This bipartisan bill will provide funding for local resources, and it will expand access to stress reduction strategies and suicide prevention programs that will help tackle this problem and save lives.
As farm bill discussions do get underway, would this be incorporated into that or be a standalone bill to go through Congress?
Well, we've introduced it as a standalone bill, as one often does when we want to prompt discussions in the larger farm bill. You want to be able to demonstrate the support that a particular policy has. And so Senator Joni Ernst and I are doing that right now. But we would contemplate that this would become a discussion in the farm bill and that we would ultimately move it forward in that measure.
To get this passed through Congress, there is a companion bill similar in the House of Representatives. Can you share how these two bills work together or how they might be different?
Well, certainly our intention is the same, both in among members of the House of Representatives and those of us serving in the Senate. There are some differences between the act that was introduced in the House and ours. The Farmers First Act goes a little beyond in terms of providing funding, grant funding in the amount of $50 million. And in addition, it creates a federal advisory committee. This committee would develop a long-term strategy to address this crisis and ensure that federal agencies that oversee both agricultural and health care programs do a better job of working together.
Farm bill funding being debated, how to have a new measure like this with new funding, where do you see that money coming from, or how do you see that fitting in with the appropriation process?
Well, first of all, this the iterations of what we're trying to do here have existed in the past as a crisis has become, alleviated. The focus and funding on the programs have slid backwards, and that's why we're bringing this up again, because this is a crisis time for many farming families in the U.S. right now, and certainly in Wisconsin. It is, the budget process is about setting priorities, and I think the lives and well-being of our farming community and rural America is an enormously high priority.
The House Ag Committee passing their draft farm bill out of committee yesterday. Any progress from the Senate side of things?
It was clear for a while that the House was going to go first on their markup of their version of the farm bill. I think that I'm not sure exactly on the timing of when we can expect the Senate Ag Committee to mark up its legislation, but there has been, a very good and bipartisan process in terms of the development of the draft legislation. So I'm hopeful that we'll see action soon.
And any other comments to wrap us up with?
Only that I think in terms of the timing of the farm bill, one of the things you can look at is policies that were basically trying to tee up the farm bill drafting process. So when we last spoke, I talked about the MPP program and getting a significant increase in funding for that particular risk management tool for dairy farmers, but at the same time queuing up additional policy changes that the dairy community is interested in, by making sure that there'll be sufficient funding when the Farm Bill deliberations come upon us.